2007 Vespy Awards. The first annual Vespy Awards, celebrating the best blogs, education, sites, and podcasts, all for the modern investor. Now, here's the host of this year's show, Andrew Horowitz.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, how are you? Thank you so much. Hello, hello. This is Andrew Horowitz, and you are here for the first annual Vespy Awards. Thank you. Hey, thank you. Thank you. The Disciplined Investor Podcast has put together the Vespy Awards to recognize the top blogs, education, software insights, and podcasts that are all dedicated to business and finance. There are thousands of financial sites out there and blogs and podcasts that are available for the disciplined investor. But we are really looking for the cream of the crop, the ones that really stand out and really are the ones that you should be focusing on, because these are the ones that we have found to be really providing the best information for investors. The Vespy Awards are broken down into four main categories and further divided from there. They start off with blogs, education, software insights, and podcasts. And then we break it down into things like options and economics. We look into things like personal finance and the general world of finance. And even move down into the area of podcasts, looking at daily and weekly podcast, as well as looking at magazine-style podcasts. So we are about to kick it off, and we're going to kick it off with the beginning with software and sites, because this is the beginning of the first annual Disciplined Investors Vespy Awards for 2007.
Stay tuned for more of The Disciplined Investors First Annual Vespy Awards. The Vespy Awards are brought to you in cooperation with Horowitz and Company and Podango. Coming up, the Vespy Awards for Best Investor Sites and Software.
Okay, and welcome again to the first annual Vespy Awards. My name is Andrew Horowitz. I'm your host for this evening. And, you know, let me just point out that everything that we talk about at the award show today is available on our site, thedisciplinedinvestor.com. You can go over there. And as a matter of fact, we're going to be putting into a delicious bookmark all of the various sites and how to get there, as well as have access to the information, because everything's going to be on the site and you'll have access to it at your leisure. Well, let's start off with the first category inside of software and sites, and that's charting. And these sites and software are a place where you can find technical analysis, tricks, and tips, as well as some really key and keen charting functionality. The nominees are Big Charts, MSN Money Central, and StockCharts.com. And the winner is MSN Money Central. Congratulations to the team, Mark Schnitzer, my friends over at MSN, at Microsoft Money Central, for a job well done for charting. Really an amazing set of features they have on their site. And the next category within software and sites is options, all about options, and to help you with understanding about options, as well as understanding about how to work with spreads and covered calls, etc. The nominees are Options Monster, the Options Institute by the Chicago Board of Options Exchange, and Optionetics.com. And the winner, the Options Institute, Chicago Board of Options Exchange. Well done. Fantastic. We're going to send them their award. They're not able to be here on this short notice, but that's okay. You know how those regulators can be. We'll move right along to some more exciting areas like economics. This is sites that are dedicated to bringing us all sorts of information regarding governmental data as well as the private sector, but economics that can help us from a top-down basis when we're looking at investments. We need to know these numbers, whether it's unemployment, it could be retail chain store sales, it may even be, you know, looking at the housing market. But these are the places that you want to look, and the nominees are Briefing.com, MoneyCentral.com, and Dismal.com. And the Best Bee goes to Dismal.com, part of the economy.com site of family of sites. And that's wonderful. Dismal.com is a terrific site where you can really, first of all, they have a section that's free, and then they also have premium areas. But all in all, Dismal and economy.com are really the place that you want to look for economic information on a daily basis. Make sure to bookmark that, because they are the place to go. They are the site of sites when it comes to economics. Congratulations to Dismal.com and to Mark Zandi, who heads up Dismal.com. Great job, Mark. Keep it up. All right, let me explain something. I think it's important at this point to explain how these awards are working. Now, you know, anybody that's nominated is considered a best site of the overall Best Bee Awards. And, of course, the one top site that we have from each group is considered the top of the sites and the top of the top, if you will, top of the best. And you could rest assured that these are the places that you're going to go to find out really good information that's going to provide you with information that you need to know on a daily basis in order to be a successful investor. But every one of these sites are winners, real winners. All right. Moving right along, we're moving into the next category, which is software and sites, the market and news tracking services. And the Best Bee nominees are MSN Money Central, Briefing.com, and Bloomberg.com. These are sites that provide up-to-the-minute news that can help you on a daily basis. Some of them have actually instant access to the news for on a premium basis, and some are free. And the Best Bee goes to Briefing.com. All right, Briefing.com. Briefing.com has a uniquely designed service for individual investors and professional traders who are seeking live investment analysis of important news events of the day. They have insight on what they, you know, what it really means for the market, and an insight on individual securities. And I encourage you to check out that site, briefing.com. Congratulations to the gang over there, the programmers, and all the people gathering the data from briefing.com for winning the 2007 Best Bee for Market and News Tracking. Next up, we have software sites, investment blogs of blogs. These are the providers that have the access to all of the bloggers out there providing daily commentary on investments, on economics, and on finance overall. And what these particular places do is gather all of them so that you have one place to look. Very interesting way of doing things, a real easy access for you. And the nominees are Blogging Stocks, PF Blogs, and Seeking Alpha. And the winner of the 2007 Best Bee for Investment Blog of Blogs is Seeking Alpha. Wow, Seeking Alpha, terrific. Hey, my friend Mick Weinstein has always done such a great job at Seeking Alpha. He sent me a nice note here. And he says, thank you so much, Andrew, for the opportunity. And I wish you the best success. And that's great. Mick, keep up the great work, and I appreciate everything you've done to make your site a great place for investors to gather information and for us bloggers to actually post our information. So, again, thanks so much. SeekingAlpha.com, winning the Best Bee for Investment Blog of Blogs. And we're at almost to the end of the software area. The next up is the Best Bee for the Stock Mashup and Message Boards. This is kind of a cool area also, somewhat like the Investment Blog of Blogs, but they take it one step further. What they do is combine not only blogs a lot of times, but they add message boards and research sites all in one place. The nominees are Instant Bull, Raging Bull, and BoardCentral.com. And the winner, Instant Bull. And the All winner. Right. To accept the award is Gal Arav, who is the owner and the developer and the mind behind this. So congratulations.
Well, thanks to the Disciplined Investor for making InstantBull.com part of your first annual awards.
Ah, well, you're quite welcome, and thanks for doing such a great job. Tell me a little bit about you know, how it is that you're doing what you're doing, and you know, some of the benefits that a place like yours, a mashup, if you will, is really providing investors with this really great opportunity to grab things all in one place. I think it's a great thing.
Exactly. I'd like to get into that. I'll just note that we also have a totally new website that we're about to launch. And, well, I'll get into that later. Let's start with Instant Bull. So for investors who are always eager to find one more snippet of news about a stock, I think that's basically what Instant Bull is good for. Instant Bull, basically, yeah, the clue is in the name. Instant for super fast access to all the web's most popular stock message boards, and Bull is, of course, the bull market. or Bull Market, as they like to Massachusetts.
Yeah, great.
Pretty snowed up there, I must say.
I mean, how many, you know, tell us how many, I don't know, how many feeds, how much information is actually coming in? Have you ever counted all of it?
Well, if you collectively look at all the messages out there on all the boards, we're gathering more than 100 million messages, and that's over the course of quite a long time, of course. But what we do, which is unique, is give faster access to all that content. So if you've got all this dispersed information all over the place, it's useful to be able to quickly go to one place and access all that time-sorted message board information in one place.
Great. So tell us about your new site.
can't get into too many details for the time being. What I will say is that what it will do, which Instant Bull doesn't do, is actively filter diverse news content that it pulls in. And, you know, I think this is going to make it even faster and even more compelling in many ways than Instant Bull was.
That's great. I mean, first of all, your site is one of the big reasons why we chose your site as the number one was the incredible speed of it. It is really fast. I mean, you know, when you go on, you type in a stock name, a stock symbol. I mean, just a gob of information comes up from all these sources, and it's not, you know, the delay is nothing compared to some of these other places. And the design of it with the left-hand hovers for message boards, as well as the direct links for all the financial sites, really just an amazing job you did. You should be very proud.
Thanks a lot. I mean, the key aspect that we saw, the inefficiency in the market, basically, that, you know, there's all this information, and people want to get to that information that much quicker than you know, the usual sites allow you to get to it. So, once again, you know, one place to get to all that information, all the message boards in one place makes a lot of sense. Now, we also have 100 top blogs there, which we quantify using the Alexa service in order to determine which blogs go to the top of the list. And we also have a hot tab that updates a list of stock ticker searches being performed collectively by all of our own user base. So think of this tool as the ability to peek over the shoulders of other investors in order to better gauge what the whole community is up to. So all the, you know, hot stock tickers in one place on a daily basis.
Well, terrific. So, you know what we're going to do? We'll have you back when you launch your new site, and we'll go through it step by step to explain exactly how to use it and to give everybody a preview right when it comes out of the new Instant Bull or whatever you're exactly calling it. How's that sound?
Fantastic. It's going to be out early 08, and if anybody out there wants to shoot me an email to info@instantbull.com, I'll be sending out full access passwords to the beta site quite soon. So, yeah, once again, thanks a lot to the Discipline Investor for the award.
Hey, great. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for winning, and great job. Keep it up.
Thank you.
And our final category for Software Insights is Best Overall Site for Research. And the nominees are Yahoo Finance, Google Finance, Microsoft's Money Central, and TheStreet.com. And the 2007 Best B Award for Best Overall Site for Stock, Investment, Economic, and Overall Financial Research is Microsoft's Money Central. Well done. What a great site. I mean, if you've ever had the opportunity to visit Microsoft's Money Central, you really know what I'm talking about here, and they're really deserving of the award. Congratulations, Microsoft, for a job well done, and keep up the great work. Keep it coming with some brand new things for us in the future, and I hope to have the opportunity to personally thank you very soon to the gang over at Money Central from Microsoft.
The 2007 BESPE Awards. Coming up, the best blogs you can profit from.
And now for the award for blogs, personal finance, savings, and budgeting. The nominees are Consumerism Commentary, The Simple Dollar, Free Money Finance, and My Money Blog. And the winner? Consumerism Commentary. All right. Flexo. Hey, congratulations. Flexo Smith is here to accept the award. He is the editor and the founder of the site. So congratulations, Flexo.
Thank you so much, Andrew. I really appreciate it.
You know, there's actually, I think, a lack of, you know, there's so much emphasis on investments and on the stock market and all that. And it's great to see, you know, someone who brings just a great amount of information about everyday finance. And why don't you tell us a little bit about what your goals are with this blog?
Well, I started consumerism commentary in the first place to just keep track of my own finances. At the time, I wasn't investing at all. I was just trying to figure out how to start earning money and saving it and not spending everything I was earning away. And the blog really helped me focus on things so I could just improve my own personal financial situation. And as I learned things, I would write about it. And so basically the blog is more of a chronicle of my journey as I learn more about personal finance. And that so that includes budgeting, saving, and investing.
Right. It's kind of like a journal of finance, which is great. And it is what I find really interesting about your particular blog and your audience and your readers. They're really actively involved in the process. I guess what they're trying to do is at the same time really learn from you and learn with you. And the community is really strong on your site.
Well, I think that's the big thing is that we are all learning. I mean, anyone who professes to know everything about everything, they have to understand that there's still information out there to be learned. So that's what I like about my readers and the community that's built around the site is that they all recognize that we all have stuff to learn. I'm learning from my commenters every day. I'm learning from everyone who visits the site. Hopefully we can all learn from each other and learn from other information that's out there.
Yeah, great. And also I see that you're involved in, what is it called, the Carnival of... What is it called? There's a carnival that you're involved in.
The Carnival of Personal Finance. Yeah, I created that a few years ago. I had seen some other carnivals going around the internet, like the Carnival of Education was a big one. And it seemed like a great idea, a great way to bring different blogs together to have sort of a celebration each week hosted by on a different website so that everyone sort of gets a chance to bring some creativity into their own carnival and find some articles that really fit in well with the theme and basically celebrate whatever community it is, in our case, personal finance.
That's great. And a lot of it, again, is about savings. I'll tell everybody how they can get in touch with you first and where the best place and so they can read your great blog.
Well, I'd be wonderfully happy if your listeners would come by and visit Consumerism Commentary at consumerismcommentary.com. You can find information about the website there. You can find information about me, and you can read articles by myself and by my associate editor Sasha.
All right, great. And tell me one more thing. What do you think, any big changes, anything going on for next year, anything that's going to be a hot topic that you're going to be covering, or anything that you could tell us about what's going on in the future?
Well, I think one of the biggest issues next year is going to be the economy, because it is kind of in flux right now. I think the election is going to be big, and so I'll be looking for ways to talk about political issues and how they apply to personal finance in some cases. I try not to get too political on my blog, but this is going to be probably the year that we need to look at what some of the economical issues are and see what can be done. And aside from that, I'm hoping that next year I'll be able to have some more investment opportunities open to me, so I'll be writing about more of my personal finance opportunities.
Great. Terrific. Well, congratulations again, Flexo Smith from Consumerism Commentary, winner of the blogs Personal Finance, Savings, and Budgeting, the 2007 BESPE Awards. Really great stuff on your site, and thanks for sharing everything that you've done and giving us the great insight into what you're doing. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of this.
And now for the World of Finance blog, the best in overall finance, economics, and everything in between. Nominations are The Big Picture and Infectious Greed. And the winner, The Big Picture, Barry Ritholtz. Great piece, the daily update. Barry, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
It is quite amazing what you put into it. Tell us a little bit about, I mean, it takes a lot to do what you do.
You know, it started out as a lark just so I had the most recent version of whatever I was working on, and it, I never expected anyone else would be interested, but it just shows you what you can accomplish if you're obsessive compulsive and don't have a social life.
Well, I got to tell you something. You're probably one of the most, as far as I can see, the most commented and read. And, you know, anytime you do a search on any item, including finance, your name comes up in your site. And just a really well-done site, a really compact, and just also the mind and the intelligence and the intellect that you put into your words and to the understanding of what it is and to then translate that for the rest of us to read, I think is really a wonderful job. So it's really quite great.
Well, thank you for the kind words. You're clearly a terrible judge of character.
So what do you have plans for 2008 with this? I know you have some big things planned, for some new things. I don't know if you want to talk about that, software.
Well, a couple of things. Every now and then we do a redesign of the site just to keep it fresh and interesting. We're going to end up doing something with that, like that in the first quarter. There's a couple of other projects that we're working on. One is a quantitative tool. The other is a... how can I describe it? Just a community way to discuss various things. We seem to have an ongoing, robust discussion of investment books and themes, and I'm looking to set up something that's slightly off-kilter from the main blog and just generally keep pushing the buttons and hitting things that I think the mainstream media is either missing or not getting or... You know, we've been pounding the table on why housing is a potential disaster for a couple of years. They eventually caught up with that, and then we started talking about why inflation is higher than it's reported, and the media eventually caught up with that. And there's a handful of other things like that. You know, as long as television and most of the print media are consolidating and cutting back on their budgets and not doing the heavy investigative journalism, well, it leaves a lot of space for sites like The Big Picture and Infectious Greed and Calculated Risk and a whole bunch of others to really do work that the media used to do. And they created the vacuum, and we're just filling it.
Yeah, you know, I guess the big difference is, you know, the media's looking to what sells, and regardless of the content, and I think that the reverse is what you're literally looking to do. And what ends up happening is the content is the reason that people actually go to your site.
Right. You know, if you develop an expertise and you put in the homework and do the heavy lifting and you consistently delve into a subject with a point of view and an opinion that's well-researched, well-founded, and well-defended, you will attract readers just by definition. You know, the funny thing about tracking the economy and the market, it's invented for blogging because there is a regular rhythm. Every day, every week, every month, there is a different set of data points that come out. And as long as people are interested in knowing the details of that, as opposed to just a simple headline and some cut and paste, and I don't mean to paint with too broad a brush. There's a lot of excellent journalists out there and a lot of very, very good papers that do a very good job. But by and large, an opportunity, thanks to consolidation, an opportunity has been created. There's a vacuum out there for in-depth reporting, for research and analysis, and or commentary and opinion. And there are many, many blogs that are filling that vacuum. And, you know, it's almost as if the mainstream media has conceded this space to the bloggers.
Yep, I hear you. Well, you should be very proud of what you've done and what you're giving, you know, what you're giving to many, many people out there. So keep up the good work, and I want to thank you again, and congratulations.
My pleasure. Thanks again, Andrew.
Thanks. Okay, having a good time? All right, learning a lot about what's best for us for investments. That's great. Well, let's continue on. The next category, blogs, stock tips, and trading ideas. In this category, we're looking for those blogs that really show some insight and ingenuity into individual stocks and can give us a leg up on what exactly is trading well and maybe give us some good profit opportunities. And the nominees are Zach Stocks, Trader Mike, and The Kirk Report. And the winner of the Best Bee is Trader Mike. Trader Mike couldn't be here today, but he sent his regards as well.
You know, in this category, we had another entry, another nomination, if you will, that also made the best blog for the category, and that was Zach Stocks. And we caught up with our friend Zach backstage right before the show. We're backstage with Zachary Scheidt, who is a top blogger for investment ideas and stock tips. So great. Congratulations on the win for a top blog.
Andrew, thank you. I appreciate it.
You know, one of the things that people are looking for, I think, these days is really an honest approach somewhere where they can find good information because, you know, you wonder what kind of shaping has gone on in the press. So, you know, tell me about, you know, what you do and what your thinking is when you're writing various posts.
Well, to be honest, investing is really a passion of mine. I've wanted to be in this business for a long time, and so nearly a decade ago when I got a chance to join a small hedge fund, it was really exciting. I feel like I'm lucky to be able to get paid to do what I love. But as far as the investment process goes, you know, blogging actually plays a vital part in selecting the stocks that I'm looking at, because in order to truly know a company, in order to truly understand the investment, you have to know it well enough, I think, to be able to explain it to somebody else. And so blogging actually gives me that discipline to be able to put on paper what I'm thinking through, and you know, it creates a better thought process for me. Mm. And so then, you know, if I'm able to encourage somebody else, if I'm able to inspire critical thought or help some individual with their investment process and at the same time make myself a sharper trader, I think, you know, that's the center of being a successful blogger in the financial area.
Yeah, and you write, I guess, almost every day on something. There's, you know, individual stocks you talk about. Obviously, you also have, you know, discussions about various market issues and charting and all that. So that's great. I mean, and I guess the opportunity for you to you know, put this down on you know, on paper, so to speak, is really a great opportunity to help the thought process.
So. Yeah, I think it really keeps me sharp. And there are days that, you know, things are going on and there's just too much to do to actually get something on paper. But I try to make sure that every day I'm getting pretty close to putting some sort of blog together and helping somebody else as well.
Right. I think it's great because we could all use a great place to, you know, find some really good core ideas that has some really good investment backing, and you are a CFA, a chartered financial analyst, which obviously is speaks very highly of your education. So that's terrific. And anything changing, anything happening, anything exciting for 2008?
Well, I'm actually launching a new fund. I have been part of a dual manager fund for the last 7 years, and my co-manager has decided that he wants to move towards retiring. He's not completely stepping out of the picture, but in doing so, we've basically launched a new fund for me to manage exclusively myself, and it will concentrate on stocks that have been public less than 5 years, and be involved in a lot of IPO issues as well. So I'm really excited. I think it'll be a neat opportunity.
Oh, great. Well, congratulations on the Best Be Award for one of the top blogs in the investing space, and we'll definitely keep in touch.
All right. Sounds great.
So if anybody wants to get in touch with or look at Zach's blog, of course, it's zachstocks.com, or you can go to our website. We got all that list there. So that's great. Our next Best Be Award is for blogs options information. And the nominees are Phil's Stock World, Adam's Options, and Trade Like Mike. And the winner of the 2007 Best Be for options information on a blog is Adam's Options. All right. It's a daily options report created by Adam Warner. Wonderful job. Something you should be checking out. Each of these really has just an amazing amount of information that you can see and learn about and understand about options. It's a very complicated area for most, but yet these three particular blogs have done a great job at providing just an amazing amount of information for their readers. So congratulations to all of you, and for the best, we have Adam's Options. Moving right along, the next category is Forex trading and currency blogs. And the two nominees are forexblog.org and Piptopia. And the winner of the Best Be is Rob Booker's Pittopia. All right. Congratulations, Rob. Terrific. A good friend of mine. Hey, Rob, how are you?
Thanks, Andrew. What an honor to be mentioned. I don't really know what to say exactly at this point, except for the fact that there's a whole lot more to come in the world of currency trading this next year in 2008. Economically speaking, we've got all kinds of huge problems in the world. Great things to look at, great things to talk about, and I look forward to sharing insights and commentary and whatever else with as many people as possible.
That's great. Now, listen, one of the things that I love about your particular site is that it's not totally serious. What I mean by that is it mixes some, I don't want to say entertainment, but a little bit of humor, a little bit of comedic relief, and it also kind of blends in education along with it. So I think that's a really cool thing because, you know, I'm sure you get a lot of comments about, you know, how people enjoy that part of it.
Yeah, you know, trading is if you go to New York and you sit at a trading desk, it's not the most serious buttoned down place on the planet. In fact, it's a wild kind of place. If you go to a pit for trading, you see people screaming and yelling and joking around afterwards. And there's a lot of camaraderie in trading and that doesn't really come out in a lot of what's written today about trading and about investing. But in fact, that's the way it really works. That's the way we really are as humans. I mean, it's sort of pointless to make it boring when in reality, the act of doing it is anything but.
Right. So tell me two things. Tell our audience two things. Number one, what kind of things do you think you have coming? And explain just 1 minute about the site and then tell us everybody how to get to you.
Well, the big things that are coming next year is a dive down the rabbit hole into the world of psychology as it relates to trading. We've partnered up with a few people in the world of psychology, some interns and residents in medical programs even, and there's some awesome primary research that we're going to do into the emotions of trading. We're also going to dive down the rabbit hole into economic correlations and the economics of currency trading. There is a huge universe of material that just has never been talked about before, and that's definitely coming. And you wanted me to mention a little bit about the site. Everything that I just talked about, those insights into psychology, the insights into economics, that's all going to come out in the blog at piptopia.com, robbooker.com. Those websites is where all of that stuff's going to be announced. We're going to share as much as we can with the world. And we're even going to do a daily podcast as a part of, Andrew, your new radio trader investing
network.
The
new MoneyCast network. That's going to be really exciting.
Exactly.
We're going to release that information soon, so we're going to keep that a little bit hushed. But lastly, you know, I want to congratulate you. Your book hit the number one, I think it was in Stocks and Commodities magazine.
That's right, yeah. Well, surprisingly enough, somebody liked the book enough to actually rank it somewhere, and it was. It was the number one trading book of the year from Stocks, Futures, and Options magazine.
Ah, that's right. Sorry, I got the wrong magazine, but that's great. Congratulations. Great book. And you can grab that on on Amazon and various bookstores. And, of course, we're going to have links to Rob's site. Stick around because I know that Rob's a dynamic guy and has a lot more coming. So congratulations. Thanks so much for being a part of this.
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate it.
And now the Bestby Award for Blog Technology News for Investors. And the nominees are Ars Technica, The Tech Trader Daily, and TechCrunch. And the winner, Eric Savitz's Tech Trader Daily. All right. Eric Savitz, nice job.
Well, thank you.
And this really does a great job. This column is a wonderful job of consolidating all the technology information that you really need to know, and consolidating it in a way that's very succinct and very unbiased.
Well, I think that's true. I do think we do something that's somewhat unique, which is to try and provide breaking news and analysis in a blog format on almost anything that tech investors care about. Analysts. Mm-hmm. Changes, earnings reports, M&A, rumors, trade shows, all kinds of things that you might care about if you're investing in technology stocks.
Right. Well, the reason why that I think that you really take this award for this is because of, first of all, I could say that we can find a lot of information out there, but not as unbiased, because a lot of times you find technology stocks are getting boosted with unreasonable, information that is to benefit somebody, but the unbiased nature of it and the clarity of it and the succinctness of it is really what I think attracts me and such great. So tell me, you know, how, you know, what is the daily grind? I mean, you know, how are you finding besides just the news and what are you looking for and what is, you know, what could people identify this as really why they should be reading this daily?
Well, the way I like to think of it is it's kind of running, almost running color commentary on the tech investment sector. So, you know, I start very early in the day. I'm typically, you know, I'm on the West Coast, but still get into the office before the market opens and start sorting through, you know, the early news and analyst rating changes and other news that might be affecting stock prices and continue to monitor those things throughout the trading day and then into the afternoon hours with, you know, post-market news and earnings and that sort of thing. So it's really, it's kind of a nonstop nonstop job. You know, there aren't a lot of dead spots in the course of the trading day. Yep. And the nature of technology, I think, is that things change very rapidly, which is frankly what makes it fun for me to do. I kind of feel like I have a ringside seat to see everything that's going on in the internet and hardware and software and telecommunications and all of these areas that are so important to the market and the economy and just our daily lives. So
that's great.
It's a lot of fun to do.
Yeah, it's great. You've done a great job, and I'm a solid reader, and I know that we're going to post the information on our sites and you know, the awards. This has been a great experience trying to find the top and the best of the best in terms of the, what's out there, because there's so much out there. Let's be honest.
And yeah, there's a lot out there. I do also I read a lot of blogs. I read you mentioned Ars Technica and TechCrunch, and they're both great blogs. There are others out there as well. Whether you know specialty things that just cover one stock, like there's a whole bunch of Apple blogs, for example. Mm-hmm. There are lots of people who cover the venture capital side of the market. Mm-hmm. Lots of great blogs on gadgets, like Engadget and Gizmodo, things mm-hmm. like that. But in terms of, and then you know there are some other investment kinds of blogs out there. There are there's a big one called Blogging Stocks that AOL does, sort of a group blog mm-hmm. With multiple contributors, and then there's
Seeking Alpha, yeah.
which mm-hmm. is you know kind of an aggregator of blogs. In fact, I carry some of my my stuff as well. Mm-hmm. But you know I try and be valuable. My my goal really is to be valuable to the tech investor who's looking for insights and ideas and just a, you know a sense of what's going on in the sector.
Well, you've done it, and congratulations for this year's BESPE Award for blog for technical technology news for investors. Great, congratulations, great job.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
And now we're up to the category of blogs, technical analysis. Nominations are Alpha Trends, The Slope of Hope, Trade Guild, and Afraid to Trade. And the winner, Alpha Trends. All right, that's wonderful. Hey, Brian, thanks so much, and congratulations on getting the BESPE Award for the best technical analysis site. That's wonderful.
Excellent. Where you guys got the address to send the check to, right?
Oh, of course. Not. Of course. The question is, are you going to be able to handle that amount clearing?
Right. Thank you.
You know, you do a great job. You know, one of the things I really love about what you do is it's obviously besides writing about it, you have videos that are visual about, you know, about technical analysis. So many people want to know about, you know, what does the charting do and all that. So tell me, you know, how do you get your ideas and you know, tell us a little bit about more about your site?
Well, right. I mean, technical analysis is a visual medium, so it works well with the video, obviously. But what I try to do on my blog is to point out what might not always be obvious to everyone when they look at a chart. There's a lot of misinterpretation in charts, I think, and that's what I try to clear up. You know, like people say, it's an art, not a science. So there's a lot of little subtle things that can catch people off guard at certain times, and you've got to just really have an open mind as to what the market can or will do, because you know I learned a long time ago the market doesn't care what I think it's going to do, which is you know that's gotten me into trouble in the past, is to impose my beliefs on the market rather than listen objectively what the market's telling you. That's really what I try to do each day.
And so how do you get your ideas every day? I mean, where do they come from?
The ideas that I find are generally, you know, I've got a lot of different ways of doing it. I like to look at stocks that have big short positions in them for potential short squeeze. That's just another source of potential demand for the stock. So I, you know, first look at the charts, and then I look for an uptrend, first of all. Stock has to be in an uptrend, otherwise the short sellers have it right, and there's no reason for them to be squeezed.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not all short squeezes. I'll look at companies that report better than expected earnings, and then they break out on a chart pattern. So it's a combination, really, of just trying to determine what the psychology of the participants is, what's going to motivate them to buy or sell at any given point. So it can't be just technical analysis in a vacuum. There has to be a little bit of consideration as far as, you know, what the fundamentals are or what the fundamental catalysts are and when those will come so that we can identify them clearly on a price chart and try and make some sense of what people are doing with their money and recognize emerging trends so that we can take advantage of those and put some extra money in our pockets.
Yeah, well, that's the name of the game. You know, what's also really great about your site is it has a range of who can really benefit, you know, from the novice and the beginner who will begin to understand and appreciate all about charting to, you know, obviously the next level of more advanced who's looking for just the down and dirty, what's going on with the stock. So I think that's really, you know, a great way that you've put it together. And I want to tell you that you're doing a great service for people out there. So tell everybody how they can get in touch with you, how they can find your site.
Right, it's alphatrends.blogspot.com. It's A-L-P-H-A-T-R-E-N-D-S, and that's where you can find me every day with my videos.
Great. We'll put a link on the site and the show notes for you. And again, congratulations. We hope to hear a lot more from you and see a lot more charting.
Excellent. Thanks for the recognition.
And now for the best blog for market commentary and more, the nominees are BillCara.com and Vinny Catalano. And the winner? BillCara.com. All right. Hey, Bill, great. Great job on some fine work, and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, Andrew.
You know, tell me, you know, one of the great things that I think about what you do and what I've seen on your blog, and you can tell everybody a bit about more of this, you really write about a lot of very important items that are kind of, as we say, the big, you know, the global picture looking at everything.
Yes, that's basically what I'm trying to do on the blog, take the international perspective to it.
And then, you know, where do you get your ideas from? I mean, where does the genesis of the morning ideas come from for writing a daily, you know, your daily posts?
Well, basically, I just cover the markets, and, you know, it's a hard question to answer. I've been doing it now for 3 years, and essentially I just I start with what happened with the major market indexes, the indexes overnight, and carry through the oil and the precious metals and that type of thing, the interest rates. And then I carry on the deals that I see going on in the day, and earnings reports.
Well, the good news is that these days they're not short of any exciting news from any of the topics you mentioned. You know,
I mean, no. When Andrew, when we're trading, all of this is going in front of us. If you're observant, you jot down some notes here and there. It's a scratch pad for the following morning. And that's essentially what I'm doing.
Right, exactly. Well, that's great. You know, I guess that with all of the information that's coming out us these days between all the major news that kind of seems to be trying to shape what we're reading, it's really refreshing to see independent thought here. And I think that's one of the other things that you bring to the you know, to the fore here, is that you have a very fresh perspective that's independent of you know, any specific side and unbiased, as I say it. So I think it's great.
Well, it's one thing to be part of the securities industry and another thing being outside it now. I had been in the securities industry for a number of years. I reached a high level. I founded an operation on the penthouse floor of the Toronto Stock Exchange Tower.
Mm-hmm.
I built another national brokerage firm, which is now the number one rated electronic broker in Canada. So I've been in the industry and I know the culture. When I stepped out of the industry, I found that I had the background to understand content and what people needed, but also the perspective that I needed, being independent and objective. And basically that's what I do.
That's great. Well, tell everybody how they can get to you and maybe some of the things that you have coming up. I don't know if you're changing anything, doing anything different, or is business as usual. What's the best place for them to find you?
Well, the main website and blog is called BillCara.com. I also have BillCara2.com and TraderWizard.com.
We'll make sure to put links on there all over the place. And also a best of web from Forbes, and really high kudos for the work that you've done. Keep it up. It's really quite amazing that, it's one thing to do a couple of great posts. It's another thing to keep them consistently solid like you've done. So really well done.
Thank you, Andrew, and thank you for this effort here that you're doing here. I think the web is a great tool for social networking, and it will get better if we challenge ourselves to make it better, and award shows like yours and the Forbes Best of the Web will pave the way. So what you're doing is appreciated.
Great. We'll talk soon.
Good. Thanks, Andrew.
All right, so we're on to the blog for the award. That includes the best blog for financial fun and folly. And the nominations are Minionville, Suck My NASDAQ, and Wall Strip. And the winner, Wall Strip. All right, terrific. What a great, great blog, my friend Howard Lindzen. Howard, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I mean, Suck My NASDAQ. I mean, who would have thought that I could beat that guy?
I know, it's unbelievable, but it was a tight race.
He's a toxic guy.
Yeah. Hey, you've been doing a great job. I mean, just, pouring out funny and timely and interesting. I mean, it just doesn't stop. It's great.
Well, oh, man, I'm glad. I appreciate it. It's been one of those years that everything has worked out. Yep. Run a fund for 10 years, and I've probably had half of them have been really good, and five of them have just been, you survive and you work for free. So when you have a year like this, which is probably my best year in the business, it's great.
That's
and, just my blog has been right, too, so a lot of people have made a lot of money as well.
That's great. Awesome. I'm really happy for you because it's been a great year for you, and I know you've been doing a lot of work, and it's been constantly on because the blogging world and the Twitter world and all that doesn't sleep. You still doing the Twitter bathroom searches?
I am not doing Twitter from bathroom. I'm actually using it more as just, when I have a quick thought, I punch it out. My friends are the venture capitalists in the deal. I don't necessarily get it. I don't really get the utility other than a very narcissistic broadcast tool. So I try to maybe just post once a day because it's kind of obnoxious.
I agree.
I do think in the financial world, a Twitter-like product, like a very niche idea, is great. And part of my trade, which is an investment that I made, is building out a very narrow Facebook for finance type thing. And it's very Twitter-like, some features like that. But I think in general, I don't get Twitter. But, they have a lot of users, and it's got a lot of traction. And, it'll be interesting where that develops. I think it develops into a... it doesn't serve any one need perfectly, but there's a lot of, it does a lot of things interestingly well. So yeah. We'll see where that goes.
I hear
we'll
you.
See where that goes.
What plans do you have for Wall Street next year? Anything on the front burner? I could see a Ben Bernanke thing coming, or maybe even some of the other.
I'm still bullish. I think it would be hard to do the show if I wasn't bullish. And I'm bullish, and I think what the show's tried to teach people is you can get focused on the averages, and a lot of the bears trade the averages and overvalued stocks. And I just think that's a battle better left to someone else than the small investor.
Right.
I just think if you focus on the averages, you know, they're having fun, the bears, you know, right now with a few stocks. But if you look at Apple and Chipotle's and the solar stocks and RIM and, you know, Garmin until recently, which, you know, is in, and GPS stocks, I mean, I just don't understand what, you know, the average investor should be, why we even consider that type of strategy.
Yeah.
So I think Wall Street's about teaching people to look at the world as, you know, positively with a glass kind of half full mentality, and not to get bogged down in the macro and understand the trends are going on globally. The world has shrunk. You know, small companies like Wall Street have access to global audiences, and, you know, Crocs companies. Yeah, I mean, all trends end, and, you know, I think that's a great company to explain what happens when, you know, things slow down. And
you remember what I said this summer, right? Remember what I said this summer? I was all over Crocs on a short.
Yeah. But most shorts got stopped out well before they made money.
I agree. Let me ask you this question. In terms of I think the benefit to Wall Street. Wall Street to most people out there is that, you know, some of these guys who are on the regular bands, the cable television, they take themselves way too seriously, and then unfortunately change their tune as the market prevails. And I think that you have picked up on that.
And I take what? Poke fun at that? Yeah, is that what you're asking?
Well, yeah, you've picked up on that, and you've kind of called it out and said, you know what, you don't have to be so serious about everything all the time, and the fact of the matter is you're not always right.
Yeah, and it's just investing is like it's just one of the greatest freedoms that we have. I just can't believe, you know, and to think that the suits control freedom is ridiculous. This is about the companies. This is about prices. It is nothing about anything else. It's about how companies and the people within those companies are executing. Mm-hmm. Therefore, I think CNBC is a joke. I think business TV is a joke. I think the only thing that I ever look at are financial blogs, because those are people who are taking the time to teach. And on TV, everybody has an agenda. And they're talking to you about positions that they own. And I do the same, but I'm not trading those positions. I'm honestly looking at stuff 6 months and a year out.
Yep.
So, I, you know, the goal was to teach people that they can do this. I think there's been plenty of stocks that we've covered, gold, solar, Apple, you know, Chipotle's. I'm not saying that we've had definitely a lot of dogs, but I try and, with the show, explain a catalyst and why I think people can do it at home. So, again, it's meant for people to understand that the stock market isn't a game, but it also isn't the hardest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. And it's a privilege that every American should experiment with and see if they can, and they can do it. There's no barriers to entry. I mean, everybody can do it.
I hear. Well, thanks and congratulations, and keep up the great work. We'll make sure to put a nice big link on our site, and you're going to have an award from us coming, and I personally look forward to a lot more laughs with Wall Street coming up.
Tomorrow. Watch tomorrow's show. Pee in your pants. It's great. Thanks. You're doing a great job, too, so I appreciate the kudos. It means a lot, and, you know, just have a happy, healthy as well.
You too. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much. Okay.
And now we're going to enter into a special section of the BESPE Awards, where we have special recognition for a variety of sites, a variety of blogs, and let's run through those. For quantitative market stats and research, we give the BESPE this year to Bespoke Investment Sites, bespoke.typepad.com. For top behavioral finance, Trader Feed, with author Brett Steinbarger, who uses historical patterns and markets to find a trading edge. And he also writes about performance enhancements about traders, and he draws upon research from experts performing in various fields. That's the top behavioral finance blog. The top investment wiki, wikinvest.com. This is an investment website that explains the deeper story behind a company, giving investors the context they need to understand what they are betting on when they purchase a particular stock or investment in a special sector. Top all-in-one blog and research, iStock Analyst, iStockAnalyst.com. Then we have trade sharing, and that goes to Covestor. This is a real sharing and real trade sharing service for proven self-investors, and to share your real investment and decisions, gain recognition, and earn fees for helping others. Co-Investor is a trade sharing site. Really, a real special recognition to them. They've done a great job. And Covestor is at covestor.com.
Coming up, don't miss the award for the best investor education programs.
And now we're in the education area, and for education, the award for best educational site for day trading goes to Cyber Trading University. And Fausto Puglisi is here to accept this award. Fausto, hey, great job on your site and what you're doing.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate the award, and I've been doing it for many of years, and hope all the listeners out there enjoyed it, and I'd like to thank them for it. It's without this support.
Yep. They wouldn't be there. I agree with you. Now, here's what's interesting. What I think is great about what you do, and really why I kind of honed in on you and what you do, is that you not only teach it, but you what's great about it is this ability to have hands-on and people watch what you're doing, kind of like an apprenticeship. That's what's really great about what you're doing. So tell us a little bit about exactly, for anybody that doesn't know you, quickly, what do you do in terms of your site, and how do you teach, and what's your philosophy?
Well, one of the great things that makes my university very popular, and what my students and the listeners out there coming to my website, is that I do everything hands-on. I'm one of the original day traders that started back in the industry. So the great thing that I do is, with the hands-on experience and seeing it happening in the market and seeing me actually buying and selling stocks, and not only, giving you a nice lesson planner, and I can make it look so fancy and dressful and make it look like, wow, is it this easy? Most students appreciate it when you actually put your money where your mouth is, and they see it actually live in the market, and it really really makes everyone else appreciate it a lot more and see a lot more, knowing that it's coming from a horse's mouth. Right. They're seeing it live,
sure,
through the market.
Great.
And so on.
Well, the other thing is that you have such a breadth of classes. I mean, from beginning day trading to Forex trading to, just all sorts. I mean, how many classes do you have right now that people, what, we have like 6 or 7 different classes?
Yeah, we break it down to futures, Forex, options. I specialize in stocks, psychology, and there's all different levels of beginner, intermediate, advanced, expert, master. What's nice about the webinars is that you don't have to choke everybody down to digest it all in 1 week or one shot. I mean, we try to piece it little by little. And what's great about it is that they can go back and review it with the archives. And I think that's probably one of the best parts about the course, even though seeing it live, sometimes you only can retain so much when you're there, and some people you need to work a little bit slower at their pace and want to see things a little bit more, and that's why we've been devoting a lot of our time and attention of doing these webinars and these webcasts more than doing it more online. And also, it's cost effective too.
Right.
So with our competitors, we're 80% less than our competitors by doing this way. Not that the quality is worse, but due to the price, it's just more convenient for us and it's more convenient for them, so we just pass on the fee over to them.
Well, congratulations again to Cyber Trading University and Fausto Puglisi for the best online learning for day trading.
Coming up, the top investment podcasts of 2007.
Well, putting this podcast aside, we have a few different categories for podcasts. We'll start with Podcast Daily Investment News. And we're going to lump these together and tell you that we love APM Marketplace News. That's American Public Media Marketplace News, and Investors Business Daily Market Desk. And when we come to podcasts of money and finance, we want to say Wall Street Journal, Your Money Matters, and Money Girls, Quick and Dirty Tips. Both get the Bestby Awards for 2007 for great podcasts. And also, Podcast Weekly Magazine. That goes to APM Marketplace Money and Business Week's Behind the Cover. And for the podcast award for the Daily Market Wrap, the nominees are The Real Story with Aaron Task and Business Week's Market Report. And the winner, The Real Story with Aaron Task. Accepting the award is Aaron Task. Hey, congratulations, Aaron.
Thanks a lot, Andrew.
All right. You know, listen, you do a great job on a daily basis, really not only covering what's going on in the market, but bringing some great, great names and advisors and money managers. I think that's really a wonderful thing. So that's great. Tell us what you're really trying to accomplish and tell us a little bit more about the show.
Well, as the name implies, the real story, we try to go beyond the headlines and talk about what's really going on Wall Street. And when I say that, a lot of what I do, I think, is to try to be a contrarian on one hand and also to be a little bit of a press critic, because I see a lot of stuff in the quote-unquote mainstream press that I just think is wrong or misleading or misguided. And so what I like to try to do is to let my listeners know that, you know, what you're hearing on CNBC or reading in the Wall Street Journal isn't necessarily gospel. And, you know, listen to the markets, because the markets are really telling you what's going on.
Right. You and I had talked about a few times this whole eye of the storm in the beginning of the summer. And the whole, you know, the whole analogy really played out, because if you want to bring it all the way through, it's been, you know, the back end where, you know, people really kind of got the back end slammed to them towards the end of this quarter, and then, or at the end of the year, actually. And if you follow it all the way through, I think with the hurricane analogy, really was that one of those disbeliefs, and that people really didn't believe what happened. They went back in, and when they saw the signs again, didn't react appropriately, don't you think?
I do think that, and I have to, you know, point the finger at myself in this, because, yes, you know, I had talked about the eye of the storm back in August when the markets were doing better after the initial hit in July and, I suppose, early August. And I got suckered in myself a little bit by what the Fed was doing, in a sense that the markets, you know, were acting better and the credit markets were starting to unfreeze. And then, you know, that second half of the storm, when the eye, you know, had passed, was even harder in some ways, because we had, you know, all these write-downs, and, you know, we're still trying to sort it all out. And I think you're seeing that reflected in the way the market is acting here in December. You know, incredible volatility. You know, it's really only the day traders, I think, are really active right now. I think a lot of the quote-unquote average investor is in a bit of a state of shock, which is understandable, because it's incredibly difficult to really get a handle on what this market is doing and where's it going.
I mean, people are shell-shocked, you know, and it's like they finally took down their boards from their house and they were thinking that everything was fine. But it's like, I live in Florida, so we know that, you know, if you see a false alarm, nobody pays attention to it anymore. You know, it's like the boy who cried wolf, and, you know, you say the word hurricane, nobody cares until the hurricane really hits. Then they spend all this time boarding up for the next time, and if it doesn't hit just right, they get mad and they say, forget it, I'm not doing it again, and they're never prepared.
That's right. It's true. I mean, we had the, of course, you know, the tech bubble burst in 2000, and, you know, we had the housing bubble burst, and, you know, obviously the stock market took a big whack in early part of this decade, but right, the last few years, every time we get, you know, a 7, 8, 9, or in this summer, a 10% correction, it seems to bounce right back. So there's definitely a sense out there that people are, you know, feeling that the bears are, you know, the boy who cried wolf, if I can mix metaphors there a little bit.
Yep. So your show, again, is tell us a little bit about, you have the daily show and you do a market wrap end of day. And what do you see for next year? Any changes, the same thing, or what's happening?
Well, I think there is going to be continued volatility, because I think we are at the process of a major rotation within the market out of the quote-unquote average stock. The small caps and mid caps have been the leaders the last 6 or 7 years. And I think what we're seeing now is there's a rotation going on into the bigger names, the more liquid stocks, which is typical when you get towards the end of a bull market cycle. But that's often the time where the major averages have their biggest move. And so, you know, people might be talking about, oh, the Dow is doing great, but the average portfolio is probably not going to do so well.
Right. So what should we tell the listeners how to, you know, get your show and how to best subscribe?
Well, you can get it directly from thestreet.com at www.thestreet.com in the video and audio section. There's a tab on the homepage, and look for the real story there. And, of course, it's available through iTunes as well. And I was pleased to see they voted it one of the best, their favorite podcasts of 2007 in the business section as well. So this is my second award of the season.
There's a couple sorely missing in that department. I don't understand that one.
Mistakes are made, yes.
I hear you. All right, well, great. Listen, keep in touch. I'll make sure to put the links to your site and your podcast on our site. And thanks and congratulations for your award for the best podcast on the Daily Market Wrap, the Best Be Award for the Daily Market Wrap, The Real Story with Aaron Tass. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks a lot, Andrew.
Well, that about does it for this year's Best Be Award, and I want to thank all my friends and colleagues for coming and joining in and being able to participate in this awards show today. And until next year, do me a favor. Make sure to visit the site. I think you'll find some very interesting things. Subscribe to the podcast and take a look at some of the software. And, of course, if you haven't done so already, the trading course through Cyber Trading University. And other than that, we'll make sure to have all this information at thedisciplinedinvestor.com. And do yourself a favor. Do me a favor. Have a great year. Until next year's Best Be Awards, Andrew Horowitz saying thanks a lot and see you real soon.